Today is Wednesday, May 19th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I have learned that I should not be a day trader, and that I should not have the expectation that I'm going to, my side hustle to make extra money should not be investing. Now, granted, I know we've talked about this a little bit before. I told you guys, just for fun, I put $1,000 in Robinhood, which is a trading app. It's a stock app, but they have cryptocurrency as an option. And I always, I knew when Bitcoin first came out, I knew that it existed, and I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was ridiculous, and I was like, ugh, I'm not gonna. And at the time, you could get Bitcoin for free. When it first started, you could just install an app on your computer. You could do what they call Bitcoin mining, where, you know, your computer basically solves mathematical formulas or mathematical problems, and you can mine Bitcoin. And I even installed the app, and, you know, but by the time I did, it was a couple of years in, and it was harder and harder to actually mine anything, and I lost interest. And if I had done that back, I mean, I knew about it. I'm a tech. I listen to all kinds of tech podcasts all the time. So I've known about all these different cryptocurrencies as they've come out. But I've always thought, you know what? Whatever. And then all these Bitcoin millionaires. I could be a bajillionaire right now, not have to work. I could just vacation all the time. And no, but I didn't do it. Hindsight is 2020, as they say. But then I thought, okay, well, you know what? I should put a little, I can't, you know, mining is not going to work now. I'm not going to build some mining farm. I'm not going to, you know, try to buy graphics cards and have a bunch of graphics cards strung together and, you know, whatever. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, I have a little bit of extra money. I'll just spend, you know, and actually it was only about $800, because I put $200 in Google, in Alphabet. Because I thought, well, you know, hedge your bets. Do a little bit in cryptocurrency, and then do a little bit in Google. They're an established technology company. This was what, 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago? Not even, probably 3 weeks ago. Well, today, you know, because cryptocurrency has decided to shit the bed, I'm down by $242. And all of it is cryptocurrency. The Google stock is up just a little, but it is up. But the cryptocurrency is down. All three of them, Ethereum, Bitcoin, and Dogecoin. They're all three down. Now, again, it was smart of me to put a small amount of money. But watching that little graph go down is not fun. And, you know, I can't sell them now. I can't get out of it. I've got to stay with it and see if they go back up. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to do that. I marked that side hustle off my list. I'm not going to be an investor. Apparently, I suck. So, yeah, I finished work. And it's a little bit before 5. It was a little bit before 5 when I started recording. It's now exactly 5 o'clock. I finished a little bit early because I have a meeting tonight at 11 p.m. And I thought, well, I'll finish a little bit early because I have to go through the pain of getting online at 11 p.m. and having a meeting. And also, Mark and I are driving to Houston tomorrow, so I took Thursday and Friday off work. And so I thought, oh, well, I'll go ahead and record early because it's going to rain. It has been raining, I swear, for like 2 weeks. And it's really hurting my walking schedule. So I said, Mark, can we walk at around 5:30? Because I want to get my walking in. Yesterday, we went to walk right after I recorded, but it was, well, maybe not right after I recorded, but we went to walk yesterday. And we normally do 6 laps around this park. And it takes us about 40 minutes to do that. And that's what we've been doing. We got to 4 laps and it started sprinkling. And Mark said, you know, we might need to end on lap 4. We weren't sure, but it was getting windy. There were these really big, billowy gray clouds in front of us that looked like they were about to, you know, come over us. And so he said, you know, Boyfie, we may need to stop. He said, we can add the extra 2 tomorrow. And I said, okay. So we got in the car, and about 30 seconds after we got in the car, it started raining. And yeah, so, you know, he was right. And we only got 4 laps instead of 6. So now we need to do 8 laps today. And yeah, that was it. We watched a little bit of TV. I found out that one of my favorite shows that's only been on for 2 years, and I love legal shows. I love courts, attorneys, judges. I feel like if I wasn't so afraid of confrontation, that I find, and I've said this a million times, but I find the law to be so interesting. When I was on the jury that time, I loved it. I enjoyed it so much. Every day I got up, I was whistling. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting to sit on a jury again. It was the whole process. I want to do it again. But, you know, everybody was like, oh, you won't like it. It's just like people tell me, oh, if you got a job where you had to travel, you would hate it. And I always say, you know what? I love traveling. And if I were to get a job where I had to travel, I would absolutely love it. And people always tell me, oh, no, you wouldn't. If you had to travel for work, you would end up hating it. The times I've traveled for work, I've loved it. Because, I like the process of traveling. The people who say that, they don't like the process. I like sitting in the airport. I like staying in a hotel, even if it's not a good hotel. I like finding new places to eat that I haven't, you know, eaten before. All of that stuff. Renting cars, all that. But I also like law. I find it very interesting. And it's hard to find good legal shows. I've talked about this before. Well, one of my favorite new shows is called All Rise. And it's an African-American lady. I can't remember the actress's name. I want to say Simone something, but I'm not sure. But anyway, she's a judge, and it's all about her courtroom and the various attorneys, the prosecution and the defense, etc. And I just found out 2 days ago that it got canceled. It's on CBS, you know, the favorite station of old people like me, who enjoy procedurals. I'm all about a good... So we watched All Rise last night, and we watched Bull, which is another... That's the only other current legal show that I'm aware of that's on the air at the moment. But if you guys know of any, let me know, other than those two. So we watched that, and then we tried a new show called Hacks. I think it's Hacks or Hacked. I'm not sure which one, but it's on HBO Max, and I love Jean Smart. So I was a big fan of Designing Women when it was on the air, and Jean Smart played Charlene. I'm not sure, but anyway, similar. And she was a Southern kind of ditzy blonde. She was the office assistant at the design firm, and I loved her character. My two favorite characters were probably her and Annie Potts' character. And Annie Potts is on Young Sheldon, and I really like her. She's my favorite character on Young Sheldon. Anyway, I like Designing Women, and I really like Jean Smart. And she's got this new show on HBO Max. She's on The Mayor of East Town, which I'm also watching. which is a murder mystery sort of show. Mark decided he didn't like it, but I'm going to keep watching it. But she's also got her own show. On that, on Mare of Easttown, she's just kind of a co-star along with Kate Winslet. Kate Winslet is the main character. But on Hacked, she's the main character. And she's a Joan Rivers-type comedian who's older. She has a Vegas residency, and she's losing popularity, and her manager assigns a young writer, comedy writer, to punch up her act. And we've only seen two episodes so far, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. I like Jean Smart. I'm a big fan of Jean Smart. I like her in anything that I see her in, so we watched that. I haven't talked to Mark, but I'm definitely going to keep watching it because I enjoyed the first two episodes. It's only 30 minutes per episode. And I've really enjoyed it so far. And that was all we did last night. And then tonight, like I said, we're going to walk. And I got a compliment from my ex-manager, he's still my boss. But I know I described to you guys, you know, he was my boss. And then they promoted someone to be our manager, and he is above our manager. So I've got a new manager, but he's still ultimately my boss. I just don't have to interact with him quite as much. He's the director, you know, senior director. So he gave me a compliment today in my one-on-one. He said, you have grown so much in the past 6 months, and I can just see you doing really big things, and you're doing a really good job, and I want to keep pushing you to get better and better, and I just want to tell you that I'm proud of what you're doing. I was so shocked. And, you know, I love good feedback. I love some compliments. So now I'm happy with him. He's a great boss now. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I'll be on vacation. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.